Saludos, I'm Cass Harrington.
Y yo Paola Marizan.
And you're listening to Nuestras Américas on WNIN-FM. Think of this show as our way of kicking off 2015 with a playlist for your New Year's Eve fiestas. We'll also share the biggest stories of this past year and travel around different countries in Latin America. Now, Paola, you have selected five songs for your kind of mixtape for this show. I have five songs. Let's start with you. What theme were you going for this hour?
Yes, Cass. I was going for, you know, seasons. And we are in Christmas season and celebration. And Latin America and the Caribbean and just Nuestras Américas is so big and Christmas and just the season is so beautiful. Entonces, yo escogí cinco canciones para la Navidad. Ese era mi tema, la Navidad.
¡Qué linda! Wow. Well, I think that's appropriate. So, Paola, you have five kind of seasonal songs to liven up some holiday parties tonight. I have chosen five of my favorite songs from 2014. So, new music, and I think you'll recognize a few artists.
Cass escogió cinco canciones que eran sus canciones favoritas para el 2014. Entonces, seguramente reconoces alguno de estos temas. Así que no te pierdas estas canciones.
Perfect. So, yeah, if you're just now tuning in, this whole hour we're going to be going back and forth, English and Spanish, so we can reach all audiences in the area and possibly around the world. We're trying to cover as much of Latin America as we can, but this is only an hour, so you'll have to stay tuned to this program.
Estamos tratando de cubrir Latinoamérica y toda la América lo más que podamos, pero solo tenemos una hora, así que tienes que estar pendiente a ver si cubrimos tu país, y si no, siempre podemos hacer otro programa.
Well, Paola, why don't you go ahead and throw out your first pick for the evening?
Mi primera canción se llama Prende la Vela, y la canta Toto la Momposina.
Prenda la Vela, which means turn on or light the candle,
light
right?
Light the candle,
okay.
Yes. Eso era la canción Prende la Vela de Toto la Momposina y era una canción colombiana.
What a great first pick, Paola. I mean, I was dancing around the studio. I love it.
And sí, es una canción muy, muy pegajosa y siempre te quieres parar y bailar y sacudirlo
eso,
todo.
Sí. And so the song is from Colombia. You can kind of hear a little bit of like the Afro beat in there.
Sí, la canción es de Colombia y tiene mucho, mucho peso en los tambores. It has a lot of heavy congas and just the percussion is very important.
I loved it. Well, speaking of dancing, I have a song that I picked that came out in 2014 that, well, reminds me of you, Paola. It's by Calle 13 and it is Cuando los pies besan al piso, when your feet kiss the floor. Definitely a dancing song.
Sí, una canción muy, muy bella, muy popular. Calle 13 en el 2014 sacó muchas canciones muy, muy buenas que la comunidad, no solamente Latinoamérica, pero toda la comunidad del mundo se identificó con esas canciones.
Right. I mean, their album Multiviral that came out in 2014, it was very controversial because they criticized the Puerto Rican government for one, but they were also very vocal about censorship and globalization, commercialization. They talk, even Julian Assange makes an appearance on one of their songs.
Yes.
But anyway, on a lighter side, we're going to hear their song about dancing, Cuando los pies besan al piso.
Siento la tierra, bailando gano la guerra. Mi cuerpo siente, siente, siente la tierra. Cuando mis pies besan el piso.
So that was Calle 13, Cuando los pies besan al piso. Calle 13, they are from Puerto Rico, and I love that song. They're just describing the rhythms and how you are connected to the earth, literally, when you're dancing.
¿Y por qué escogiste esa canción, Cass?
Well, that's a great question. You know, Paola, I love dancing. I think it's a wonderful way of just communicating what you're feeling, and it makes me feel very alive. But this song, it also reminds me of when I took a trip with my friend Jeanette in in Argentina, we went to Las Cataratas, the giant waterfalls at Iguazu. And the locals there, some of them were from Paraguay, and they were all barefooted. And their feet were red because of La Tierra Colorada, the red dirt there. So that's what this song reminds me of. And also, Paula, it reminds me of you. Sometimes we play it really loud in my car when we're covering stories. So,
sí, Cass dice que escogió la canción porque le, primero que nada, le encanta bailar, y soy testigo de eso. Siempre está bailando, y también la escogió porque cuando fue a Argentina, ella fue a las cataratas y vio las personas que vivían ahí, estaban descalzos, entonces sus pies estaban rojos y era por el lodo, y ella dice que esa canción le recuerda tanto a ese momento, que fue tan bello para ella.
So, back to one of your picks, Paula. I'm so excited to hear what you have in store for this New Year's Eve party that I'd say we've got off to a great start.
Mi segunda canción es Burrito Sabanero.
Burrito, like the kind you eat?
No. Burrito, it's kind of a miniature name, but the whole name is Burro. And it's the...
Oh, like donkey.
Yeah, it's donkey.
Okay. Burrito Sabanero. By Sonora?
Sí. Eso era Burrito Sabanero de Sonora Maracán. Hay muchas versiones de Burrito Sabanero. Muchas, muchas personas la cantan. Especialmente es muy famosa en México. Por eso la escogí, porque es una de las canciones más famosas de México.
Yeah, you could kind of hear the brass that sounded like it was from Mexico. But it had a cumbia rhythm, that ch-ch-ch-ch-ch sound. So it was a little kind of una mezcla de todo.
Sí, el burrito sabanero es tan famoso que todo el mundo hizo un poquito de todo, y ahora es algo que solamente se toca en todos los países realmente.
Oh. And it's a Christmas song.
It is. It's a Christmas song. It is just so popular. I think if you don't know Burrito Sabanero, I don't know where you've been hiding.
Whoops. Whoops. Well, I love it. I love cumbias. We're going to take una pausita. We're going to talk about traditions in Latin America surrounding New Year's Eve. And there are many. We could talk about this for another 5 hours, Paula. So briefly, let's talk like country by country, a few of our favorite traditions. We'll let you take the reins here.
Sí, Cass dice que ahora vamos a tomar una pausa. Y vamos a hablar de las tradiciones de cada país en Año Nuevo. Una de las cosas que más me gusta de Colombia es que ellos, no sé si originó de ahí, pero ellos colocan un grano de arroz en un vaso en el comedor, encima de la mesa. Y eso significa abundancia.
Okay, so they put a grain of rice in a cup. And what does it mean?
On top of the table. It means just wealth and abundance of mm-hmm. food for the next year. And it's one of the things that I've just seen in that one country. Mm-hmm. Es una de las cosas que me impactan también de ellos. Y otra de sus tradiciones es que ellos llenan un cubo de agua. Y lo tiran todo a la calle, tiran el agua a la calle, y significa botar todas las cosas malas del año y todas las malas vibras.
So, throwing out buckets of water out the window, and it just means throwing out the bad vibes of the previous year. You know, it's interesting, Paula. It seems like from the research I did country by country, symbolism is a huge thing when you're looking at New Year's Eve traditions in Latin America. Where I don't know if we have those kinds of things in the U.S. We have champagne and balls dropping. Well, that could sound bad out of context, but some similarities, like fireworks, are very popular. In Argentina, you know, going out into the street and celebrating out in the street is huge. I mean, and here in New York City, you see people out in Times Square, but I think more so in Latin America that big public festivals are very important. Would you agree?
Sí, yo creo que sí. mucha de la, y es como tú dices, las festivales en las calles son muy importantes y son muy famosas, muy populares en Latinoamérica. Y, o sea, las posadas en México son una cosa grande.
Posadas, ¿qué son?
Posadas. Posadas means like inn, like an inn or a cabin or something like that. And posadas in Mexico are these big parties of people. And ellos tienen 9 posadas, so it's 9 posadas throughout the year. They celebrate from December 12th to January 6th. So it's a long celebration, you know? Es una celebración muy larga de Navidad. Y las posadas son por etapa. It's very spiritual, es muy espiritual. Cada posada tiene una referencia con la Biblia, como cuando Jesús vino a la tierra y todo eso. Entonces, para ellos, it's a little bit more.
Yeah, so it's more religious because of the Catholic background in
Yes.
Mexico. Well, and also, too, you know, a lot of this trickles down from Mayan and Aztec heritage, too, where, of course, their New Year's was different. They were on more of a cyclical calendar, but I read somewhere that it was very important to them to have fire in their ceremonies. Well, Paula, we can't ignore that underwear seems to be a very popular tradition, and not, you know, in multiple Latin American countries. When I was doing my research, I saw it came up in Chile, Colombia, Peru, Argentina. So we should go a little bit talk about underwear traditions.
Así mismo es, Cass. La ropa interior es muy, muy popular también cuando se trata de despedir el año. También lo encontré en todos los países que busqué información. En todos los países estaba. Te tienes que poner unos calzones rojos si
Yeah.
quieres
So
amor.
red lingerie means you'll have love in the new year.
Unos calzones amarillos si quieres buena suerte.
And so yellow means good luck.
Verde para el dinero.
And of course, some green panties means you'll have some money in the new year.
Así mismo es, y pues tú también puedes atribuir tus propios colores. Si algún color específico para ti significa algo, pues lo puedes poner tú también. You can just
Yeah.
wear multicolored
It's up to
underwear.
personal preference. So, you know, if a certain color means something to you can always, you know, just go with that and say it means whatever. What color are you wearing?
I am wearing green. Yo estoy usando
Nice.
verde.
Estoy usando rojo, pero we won't go there. Any other traditions that you really liked?
Well, there's this really cool tradition, and I'm from Dominican Republic. Yo soy de la República Dominicana. Me crié en Puerto Rico. I was raised in Puerto Rico, and we don't have this in maybe the Caribbean. So it's more a Latin America thing. Es algo más en Latinoamérica que en el Caribe.
So, like more Central South America.
Y lo que hacen es que ellos cogen maletas vacías.
Lo vi esto.
Sí,
Yeah, they
ellos.
take empty suitcases.
Y agarran y salen de la casa y corren en la esquina.
Yeah, or they'll. So, I read this in Colombia and other countries too, that people will take empty suitcases and wheel them around the block or around their house. ¿Para qué? For like safe travels or travels in the
Para
year?
más viajes.
For more travels in the new year. That's a good one. We should do that.
Yeah,
People
I
will
am
think we're
tempted.
kind of crazy, but está bien.
I am tempted to just grab all my suitcases and just walk outside.
Ay, vamos.